You're listening to the Fearless Ink Podcast, a place for all writers and anyone wanting to become more creative and productive in their lives. I'm your host, Arshalita Chisholm. This is episode 64. Done is better than perfect. There was a time when I walked around with a 9x12 planning organizer. It was red and had handles on it. I carried that thing everywhere. And essentially, it had my whole life in it. Seriously. I was convinced that I needed it to keep track of my appointments, meetings, even travel. I wrote down notes, lists, reminders. I had business cards. There were little plastic slots where I could put all my business cards and even more business cards. I thought it was the perfect solution to any problem. I had everything written down, scheduled, confirmed, but the planner was the problem. In my quest for perfection planning, it just left me overwhelmed and not efficient at all. As a result, a lot of things just didn't get done. Today's thought is this, a quote by COO of Meta Platforms and author Sheryl Sandberg. Done is better than perfect. The phrase done is better than perfect means that even if you don't get every specific detail right, it's more important that you finish the task. Perfectionism may seem like a good trait initially, but it's dangerous to both your health, your mental health, and your sanity. Done is better than perfect means that even if you didn't get the expectation you wanted in a certain output, you should still be proud that you finished the task. Although far from perfect, you still did it with effort and precision. And that's what's important. It also means that you don't push yourself beyond your limits just so you can perfect a task over your mental health. Pressure can be good and healthy, but not to a point where you go hard on yourself until you get every aspect perfect. It means you have healthy boundaries and expectations for yourself. What I've discovered is that seeking perfection creates excuses for not getting started. So an example would be starting my YouTube channel. In 2017, I had the notion of starting my channel, but then I didn't have a DSLR camera, I didn't have lighting, I didn't have this or that. What if no one watches the channel? What if I mess up? I talked myself right out of it, and mainly it was out of fear. Well, that wasn't it. I did really want to start a YouTube channel, but I had convinced myself that everything had to be perfect. So, wait a minute. I had an iPhone with a dope camera and video. I had lamps. I had natural light. I had, you know, cute pictures in the house and such for backgrounds. I jumped on Amazon, found a tripod for like $12 and one of those clip-on mics for under $20, recorded my first video, edited it with iMovie that was free on my phone, and uploaded it to YouTube. Boom, done. 3 years later, I've been able to upgrade to better lighting. I got a ring light tripod, but I still use my iPhone. It may not be perfect, but I get the job done every week. Sometimes we have to let go of the notion that all the stars have to be aligned for us to just start the goal we set. We fall back on perfection as an excuse, And all it does is stifle our personal growth. It stifles the goal. It cuts our creativity off at the knees. When you have this expectation of perfection, it's either you don't get things done because of the fear of failure or spending too much time perfecting the little details. It doesn't matter if it's a work task or a project. Perfectionism delays the results even further. Getting things done means you have results as it is. With your constant fear of failure and not being enough, perfectionism makes you be in a state of paralysis where you feel stuck and can't get anything done. You just feel overwhelmed all the time. You don't know where to start, what to do, who to reach out to for help. You're just stuck. In return, you choose to settle for not doing anything at all. With your need for getting everything right, you don't know which direction to go. And that's a horrible place to be in. It really, really is. Just because a task is finished, you can edit your errors or mistakes most of the time. Nothing is permanent, and the same goes for your task. Rather than striving for perfection initially, remember that you can always learn from your mistakes. And sometimes that's hard for us to do, is to actually make mistakes, but then to go back and actually critique it and learn from it. That's something that we all can practice doing more of. In a work task, you can always edit things afterward rather than break yourself trying to perfect things. Perfectionism can easily take you off balance, whether you like it or not. The need to have everything done a certain way impacts your mental and emotional health. Simply doing your task should be adequate enough. Getting the job done without worrying about whether or not you've met your own expectations, which are usually far more than we would expect from other people. 3 years I lost because I was trying to be perfect and allowed that perfection to place fear into me about my YouTube channel. Who knows where I'd be with it if I had just started it 3 years earlier and just using what I had. Here's the truth. I hope this episode help shed some insight into perfectionism, your perfectionism, and why done is better than perfect. At the end of the day, you shouldn't break yourself just to meet your perfect standards. Perfectionism is all in the mind, and it's not a realistic and healthy standard. By choosing a path of getting things done, you're taking care of yourself in your own distinct way. Striving for perfection isn't something you want to get into. Eventually, this will burn you out of every energy you have, and you'll realize that it's an impossible standard. New episodes of The Fearless Inc. drop every Wednesday, so please listen and subscribe. And if you like the show, please leave a rating. And yes, it does matter. Remember this, life is meant to be lived fearless with no limits. Take care.